talking about chicken a la king,
mango and garbanzo tabbouleh,
grilled potatoes and vegetables with roasted garlic and basil,
zucchini ziti,
granola fruit bar.
Look at all this beautiful food.
Welcome to Green Eggs and Dan, the show where I interview amazing humans with amazing minds, and all I care about is what is in their fridge. My guest today is a hilarious stand-up comedian and actor, Eric Griffin. You've recognized Eric from his Showtime specials, American Warrior and Ugly Truth. He was an actor on the Showtime show I'm Dying Up Here, and he played the amazingly funny Montez in Comedy Central's Workaholics. He's also the host of the very fun podcast, Riffin' with Griffin. Eric Griffin is my guest. Thank you for coming, Eric.
Yeah, now you know,
Eric and I just got into a fight before we started.
We didn't get into a fight.
No, we got into a tiff. So we're going into this fun light food podcast.
No, you know what it is?
With an interesting energy.
We were on something else.
Yeah,
this is what I was because we were on another thing that was like a podcast. It was like an after show panel.
Oh, okay. When was this?
And you brought this up there too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yes, yeah, so it was inappropriate then.
Okay.
That's why
I felt like there had to be something behind it.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was like, is he about to talk about this? You know. Oh, so you don't even do video. All right.
We're not going to talk about it today. We are going to talk about food. This is a food podcast.
Yeah, I love food.
We start. You do love food. We start every episode with a picture of the inside of your fridge, which would not allow me to believe that you love food.
Yeah, I know.
This is very sad.
Because I've been out of town, and I haven't. I usually stock up. Like I order like Amazon, and I order like box, and I'll just fill it up with fruits and vegetables and things like that.
Yeah,
and like deli meat and things. And I was getting this company Freshly.
Yeah.
You know, I was getting,
is that one of the meal?
That's the meal plan. That's what's
that's
in there.
The top row.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. So I was getting Freshly, but I had to cancel them because the delivery company that they use is so stupid.
Okay.
Okay. And like
shots fired, Freshly.
Yeah, no, I tweeted. I call. Yeah.
Do you tweet shame a lot? I do it all the time.
Not all the time, but this time I did because I was upset because. Okay, so like I live in like a gated building. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and the delivery people.
Not bragging.
But the delivery
he lives
people,
in a gated community.
It's not a gated community. It's like I'm just saying, like it's townhouses that you have to get buzzed in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So these people, they would just leave the box anywhere.
Okay, no good.
So they would leave it like just any. So first they were just leaving it by the mailboxes. All right.
Outside. Yeah.
Just about, you know, but it's like it's nicely packaged. But it's like at a certain point you go, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
So then they started to like, try to deliver it to my place. They wouldn't even deliver it to the leasing office.
Uh-huh.
Then the last time is they just left it literally outside the gate.
Right.
On the street.
Oh, yeah.
On the street. So
in
I was
LA,
like.
Where there's homeless people everywhere looking for food.
I'm just saying, like, I was like, I'm out. I gave them two chances because I called them. I was like, yo, what's going on with your delivery company? Like, you know, you're trying to be cheap. You're getting what you pay for.
Yeah.
And what it is these people that are delivering things now, they have no pride in their job.
No.
These are just people that made bad life choices.
Yeah.
So now they got to drive Uber and they got to like do you know, Grubhub
right.
to make ends meet. And I don't mind that. Like, do your hustle.
Right.
But have some pride in your damn job.
Right.
You know, and these people are just like, I don't want to deliver this box. You know, and I was like, I'm out. So I let them know, like, cancel my order.
You know, it's even worse than that because it's Uber drivers whose cars aren't nice enough for humans.
Yeah.
So it's like we can only put other people's food in
but
it.
That's on you, too, if you only get into Uber X or the Uber, you know.
I'm an Uber comfort guy. That's my new
It should be called Uber cheap. Let's just call it that. You want Uber cheap or do you want the Uber where these people have, yeah, have some pride in your car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A stranger is getting in your car. What's going on? Is that a McDonald's bag, bro? You know what I mean? Get your baby seat out of the car. Put it in the trunk.
No.
And there's just so much stuff. Ugh.
I can't do Uber X anymore. Uber Comfort.
I sit in the front seat, though. Do you sit in the front seat?
No.
Oh, I always sit in the front seat.
Huh, what's that about?
You're in a Jetta. This isn't a limo. Okay? You know what I mean? You look so dumb sitting in the back seat of a Corolla. Like you're I'm important. I am so important. No, that's a Corolla. Get in the front seat.
My knees are up against the back seat.
Yeah. It's so dumb. I was going to sit in the front. But you know what? I didn't realize I had to start like not acting up in these Ubers because I didn't realize that we're being raided also.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how they get you.
Yeah, my rating's like at a 4.7 or something.
That's not bad, I think. That's a good rating.
I don't think it's a bad rating.
Mine is worse than that. Do you ever eat in the Ubers? Or?
No.
No.
No, I just can't. I've had so many bad experiences. Like, I had this Lyft lady tell me that I looked like Mr. Potato Head, but, like, was being serious. It wasn't even like I thought, oh, funny joke. No, she was like, you look like Mr. Potato Head. And then, like, kept a stone face. Just looked at me. She just stared at me. And I was like, okay. So I tweeted at Lyft.
Oh, my God. Tweet shame. Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, I have two tweet shame stories. That's terrible in the same podcast. But I tweeted at Lyft. You know what they did? They hit me up in the DMs. They made sure that her and I never matched again. Gave me, like, a $25 credit.
This sounds like the beginning of a rom-com.
I know.
Like, you're not supposed to match ever again.
We're married now. Yeah. Another guy, I got in the car, and he freaking was playing gospel music, like loud religious music.
Yeah.
And I don't want loud any music.
Right.
But in particular, religious music. And it wasn't even like it was like, you know, this little light of mine, you know. It was like some kind of live performance.
Right, right. Like at a megachurch.
At a megachurch. Yes. It was a live performance at a megachurch. And it was like, and then they kept saying the same thing over and over again. It'd be like, you know, Jesus in your heart. You know, and it was like, and it just kept going. And you hear a guy in the background going like, who's with me? You know, and I was like, is he really playing this at full volume? Like, you can't save every. But anyways, let's get it. I don't eat. In the cars.
Hold
which
on.
Which just lends us to back to
food. I'm
foodie duty. I'm with Dan a duty. Foodie duty with Dan a duty.
Oh man.
That's not the name of the podcast.
Where were you a year and a half ago, man? Oh, foodie duty with Dan a duty.
You should have put out a thing like I need names for my podcast. Who's with me?
Okay, so you're done with the meal delivery. So
yeah, I'm gonna get a new one. I'm gonna get a different one.
I remember when Blue Apron came out, the meal delivery, and they were like, hey, we send you the ingredients, you have to cook it yourself. And then all these other companies were like, no, we'll just fucking cook, we'll just cook for it. You. And then they just went out of business right away.
Yeah, but see, I don't know if anybody really wanted to do that.
No, no one wanted to.
I mean, I think a part of the cooking is the shopping experience, like going and getting the ingredients and all this kind of stuff. The fact that they make it so easy, it's kind of condescending.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, here's the right amount of salt. Right. We've already cut this for you. It's like, no, man.
Yeah. It's all or nothing. Either I'm getting food delivered to me or I'm going to the supermarket and getting some shit.
But what I liked about the food delivery is the portion control.
Okay. Got it.
That's the best part about it. And also the money you save. Like, I will say a company like Freshly, it's like, you know, it was $10 a meal.
Yeah.
So you're talking about, you get six meals. I was getting six meals.
Yeah.
So that means one of my meals was going to be under 600 calories. Right. And it was only going to be $10. And I was full.
Yeah.
You know, and as opposed to like you get some Grubhub, I would get from this Thai restaurant, I would get like the barbecue chicken with the shrimp fried rice and the Thai iced tea. And I'm eating the whole damn thing.
Absolutely. And even though it's like three meals in like $1, a huge box of styrofoam.
Right. I just got, you know, I just had 3,500 calories. And I'm wondering why I feel shitty all day. And it's because, no, but the meal, the portion, I lost weight without even working out, you know?
Portion control, man. That's the key. Everyone's always, I think, looking for the big secret of like, what's the diet where I can eat everything of something? It's like, no, man, just less food.
But my thing is like, my problem is if it's in front of me, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
You know, I know you know what I'm talking about.
For those of you at home, no, I'm just kidding. I had an ex who was a chef. And her whole thing was, because she had a client who was, like, overweight and trying to lose weight. She was like, you got to serve everything on a side plate.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's, you know, I agree with that.
It's a good.
Well, you know, I went vegan for a year, like, a few years back. I went vegan for a year. But it wasn't full vegan because I still would have fish. So I was, like, almost vegan. Pescatarian, whatever that's called. But I consider myself a vegan. And I remember when I got off of it. You know, I went to a steakhouse and I thought, oh, this steak is going to be the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Right.
And it wasn't.
You felt disgusting.
It wasn't that I felt disgusting. I realized that the steak itself was also a side dish.
The steak itself was. Explain.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, so when you have a plate, you have the meat.
Yeah.
And then we think everything else is a side. The potatoes, the broccoli, the corn, the whatever, you know, the cauliflower, the cream spinach. What I realize is they're all the same, you know?
Right.
So I can have broccoli with a side of steak.
Got it.
And whatever you want to do. It's just, so it's like all these portions could be the same.
So I think what you're saying is being vegan gave you a new appreciation for things that we normally think of as side things.
Yeah, like this isn't a complete meal.
Right, right.
But
right.
It is a complete meal. Well, if you had broccoli, you know, broccoli, potatoes, and some brown rice, that's a meal.
That's what 98% of the world is eating for dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so what made you come out of veganness?
I don't know if my blood type or it just, but you know,
did you lose a shit ton of weight?
I did lose a lot of weight, but I got also, I did the Master Cleanse.
Yeah.
Towards the end, and the Master Cleanse, that, I don't know if you can curse on here anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay,
well,
yeah.
It did fucks with you.
Yeah, man.
Okay. So, I got to 7 days and I was out. It messes with your, you know how when you break up with somebody, and you feel like every time you turn on the radio, you hear a love song?
Yes.
When you're on the Master Cleanse, you feel like everything is a food commercial. You turn on the radio, come to Burger King. We got, you know, it's like, switch the channel. It's like, Carl's Jr., you know. The next one, just, you know. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You know, I was like, you know,
this is AM radio. Why?
Yeah, this is like, why am I, NPR doesn't even have commercials. You know, so it was like, it was a weird thing, and it really messes with your brain, you know? And I was irritable. I was like, you know, but I lost, it was the skinniest I've ever been in my adult life, you know, but you gain the weight right back, though, after you do the Master Cleanse. But I, so then it was like, on the Master Cleanse, I was like, I need a fat burger.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I was
absolutely.
Like, I was like, I need fat burger now. So I got like a turkey burger, and I was like, now that was the best hamburger I've ever eaten in my life.
Well, because you were in fucking starvation mode.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll literally never forget it. It was just, I let the grease come down my arm so I could lick it off my elbow and my forearm. It was like, oh, I was having sex with that burger.
Do you worry that, if you know, there's some comedians. Here's the thing. I don't think of you as like, I think you think of yourself as bigger than you actually are.
Okay.
Like you're the type of, you're one of those comics that gets up and you're like, I'm fat. And I'm like, I don't think people in the crowd are like, you're fat.
You'd be surprised.
You think that people are like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like nodding. Yeah, and
they are.
Okay. They're like, okay,
I know
get
when
to
I'm doing
joke.
My podcast and I'm in the live chat, people are like, hey, fatty, you know?
Yeah, but I.
Yeah, it's like it's a nightmare. You know, listen,
Do you think you would lose out on some funny if you lost all the weight?
No, because when I did lose a lot of weight, I thought, the funny's here. The funny's in this weird face.
I don't think you have a weird face either. I brought you here to tell you that you're good enough. You're special.
God, this guy.
And can I borrow $100?
Oh, you're the one on the big show on Netflix now. You hear the jealousy in my voice? I didn't get that part.
Oh, so nice. I think I auditioned for your role in I'm Dying Up Here. I didn't get that.
Well, I mean. You did?
All the brown people, we auditioned for the same shit. Yeah.
No, you didn't have auditioned because they literally were looking for somebody, ironically, fat.
No, I did audition for the show. It probably wasn't for your... No, I think you know what I auditioned for? I think I auditioned for Santino's role, which...
Yeah, everybody and their mom says they auditioned for that part.
I think that they brought everyone in for that, and then they were like,
I was close. And people tell them that. Man, I was so close to getting that. And you're like, no, you weren't. You know, some people say, no, you weren't.
Let's go back into your fridge a little, because there was something else that got me, was the two... why do you have two yellow mustards over here in the door?
Because I get them in a pack.
Okay, you Costco that shit?
Yeah, this thing called Boxed. It's actually like an online Costco type thing.
You're all about food delivery services.
But that place is great because they have so many great deals. Like I get my toilet paper,
Oh, it's like Amazon-y?
Yeah, it's like sort of Amazon-ish. And then I order from Amazon Prime, the other stuff.
Okay, got it. And then your freezer is a
it's a mess.
It's a sad freezer.
Yeah, my freezer.
You've got
those
like,
are vegan popsicles.
You got five ice trays.
Yeah.
Vegan popsicles.
Yeah.
And chicken tenders right next to the frozen chicken
it's
tenders.
Sad, but you know what? None of that stuff in there is mine.
I love that you're like they're vegan. They're vegan popsicles.
Because that's my next girlfriend. My girlfriend, she has a dairy allergy.
Okay.
She thinks she has a dairy allergy.
Oh, my girlfriend thinks she's gluten free. We'll be right back. Back to Eric Griffin.
But see, now one of those ice trays actually is full of coffee.
Okay. Oh, you do the iced coffee, coffee ice
Yeah,
thing.
I freeze the coffee and then I put it in my coffee.
Interesting. So you're not iced coffee guy.
No, but I'll have iced coffee. But what I'm saying is when you put regular ice cubes in the coffee,
right.
When it melts, it waters down the coffee.
Yes.
So if you freeze some coffee and put it, you know.
That's brilliant. Yeah. But you don't put it in hot coffee.
Yeah.
Why do you to turn it into iced coffee?
Yeah.
Why don't you just take the coffee and put it in the fridge?
No.
Uh-uh. No?
I want that fresh brewed.
Okay, got it.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What's your coffee sitch at home?
I have a Keurig.
Keurig?
Yeah.
You're not an espresso guy?
No. I need to get one of those, like a Nespresso machine, whatever you call it. But I just like a regular Keurig.
Yeah, Nespresso. If
you can
see
in there, I have oat milk and almond milk in there.
Oh.
That's one thing I didn't go back to regular milk.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
my girl got me on oat milk.
She's on oat milk?
Oh, yeah.
She's dietary restriction girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like when we go to restaurants, I got to be like, okay, she's got a dairy allergy, and, you know, so it's like everything has to change.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and then she wants to share off my plate, so that's annoying because I'm not dairy-free.
And then she's like, so then you feel like you need to maybe order something.
Right, so I want my steak slathered in butter, okay?
Right. You don't want
take my steak, dip it in a bat of butter.
You don't want some fucking gross cashew butter on your steak.
Yeah. So that could be a little challenging, but we've worked it out.
You know, it's tough. I'm trying to get better at it. I talked about it in therapy last week because it's
really?
Big bone of contention. This is the thing. My girl, like, really, I think.
Because you're finicky.
Well, I'm a big,
you're a very particular dude.
I'm particular. I enjoy restaurants more than anything in life.
Well, just enjoy them.
Yeah, but
why does she have to enjoy them the way you enjoy them? Can't she enjoy them in her own way? Shouldn't you get the enjoyment of her enjoying it her way?
Oh, my God. Maggie, I hope you're not listening to this. She's going to leave me and go to you. Listen, here's the thing, though. Sometimes I want to go to these restaurants that are like, we can't go to like Asian restaurants where they don't speak fucking English because I can't be like, she's got a soy allergy. Do you have something that you can substitute? They're like, we don't speak English. Do you want to eat the food or not?
Where are you going that people don't speak English in California? Because whatever that restaurant is,
yeah,
I need to see the grade on that restaurant.
Oh, we're talking C.
I think this is a you problem.
Oh,
okay, this
man.
Sounds like a you problem, and you need to like step back from that. Because I'm saying like you go to a restaurant, go for the this is why, as a comic, you end up eating alone a lot, and I'm totally fine with that. I love going to a steakhouse. I bring my headphones and my iPad. I'm talking about I'm on the road. I go to fancy-ass steakhouse by myself.
Why do you put this? I hate people who go to restaurants and put the headphones in. Why can't you just enjoy the restaurant experience?
What restaurant experience? I'm sitting by myself. People are talking with their people. So you want me just to sit there?
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there.
Maybe make a friend. Hey.
Maybe wave at the another table. Like, who are you?
Oh, I was thinking of ordering that.
Oh,
how is
God.
That?
She's
make some conversation.
She should leave you.
This
sounds like a nightmare. This sounds like a nightmare. Just because she look. This is all you got to do. First of all, even when you like, that's why I use Open Table.
Hold on. I just want to tell you. You know what? The thing that you were talking about, how when you started doing the cleanse, all you started doing was focusing on the food stuff.
Yeah.
I think that I'm this way with my girlfriend, which is once I started dating her, all I started focusing on was places that we can't go together.
So you're saying your girl is like the master cleanse, and she's driving you crazy.
But she looks great. And I look great next to her.
No, you can't. Listen, you can't. You're focusing on the wrong thing.
I know.
You go out and eat with. That's what I'm trying to try this.
Okay.
Use Open Table.
Right.
Because when you use one of those apps to make your reservations, on the reservation you can put dairy allergy, soy allergy, know this and know that. And when you get to the restaurant, because if you go to nice places, they're going to be like, okay, hi, and I hear there's a dairy allergy and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, yes. And then they'll just, you know, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
And you just order. I think it's actually nice. It's kind of like, you know, I like being able to be like, hey, no dairy for her.
It's like a really easy way to be chivalrous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
The lady
will not be having any gluten tonight. You hear me?
Yeah. So it's like, what does it have to do? How is it ruining your food experience that she doesn't want to put poison in her body?
It's just, there's an embarrassment that I get around the constant questioning about it.
Because
I like to be the guy who like goes into the restaurant, and I'm like, I'm here to experience what the chef wants to give me. But then there's like a control thing that we're putting on them of like, well, it better be X, Y, and Z, or we're leaving.
So? They're not going to leave. It doesn't get to that point. Your girl's not like that, right?
No, but she can't have... She gets really fucked up if she eats gluten.
Oh, my God. I'm
an awful person.
This is a you problem.
Okay.
Do you hear it? Do you hear yourself?
Okay. Let's go back to
What's
meal
your girl's
delivery.
Name?
Let's go back. Maggie.
Maggie, reach out to me, girl. I'm going to talk. Anytime you start acting up, you call me, and I will talk to him about it. Like, stop it.
Man.
I just show up to the restaurant. Hey.
She's not having gluten. He's a little bitch.
Yeah. Bring this little. All right. Guess we get back to it.
Do you guys have any go-to restaurants that you go to?
Yeah, we do, but we also like to, like, try new things.
Okay.
It's very easy to, like, when you go to a restaurant that you really like, it's so easy to just lay like, let's keep going there.
Yeah.
That's just our natural inclination is to be like, that's my restaurant. Let me go. Let me get the same pot roast with the whatever, whatever. You know, you like that. But I'm finding that there's so many restaurants in LA that it's really fun to just pick something and go someplace new. And my girl's great about that.
Wow. I'm the opposite way. I think the older I've gotten, the more I'm like, I have my three places that I go to.
No, dude, you got to try new things. Like
I know.
Other night, like I love Korean barbecue places.
Yes, love. You know?
So... There's a few, but then my girl's like, well, let's try another new one. And she, like, looked on, you know, she loves to Yelp.
Yeah.
So.
Big Yelper.
She's a big Yelper. So I'm like, all right, go. And we found this great place off Lincoln, but it's one of those ones where it's not all you can eat.
Right.
So it was
Which usually the quality is better.
Way better.
Yeah.
So it was like Kobe beef, and like, you know, it was expensive, but it was great.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, this is great. But then immediately I'm like, we got to come back.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's just what I'm saying is like, go try something else.
Yes.
And go try something else.
Absolutely.
You know? There's so many. It's like, I love a good steakhouse.
You love a good steakhouse?
Yeah.
What's your go-to place?
Chart House in Marina Del Rey.
I don't even know what the Chart House is, I don't think.
Yeah, Chart House in Marina Del Rey is great.
What do you order?
Chart House and Mastro's are the same company.
Oh, okay, got it.
Landry Rewards. I'm also on every rewards program.
Are you?
Yeah, if there's a rewards program, I'm a part of it. I'm getting my percentage.
I think you have a problem when you're on steakhouse rewards things, like get 9 ribeyes and the 10th one is free. Ernie's like shaking his head. No, he's like,
no.
He's in the right.
He's in the right. Yeah, thank you. Tell this little bitch. No, because like you spend so much. It's all about money spent. So every time you spend $250, they give you a $25
Right.
Towards your next one.
Oh, yeah.
So it's easy to spend $250 at a steakhouse.
It is.
Yeah. So anyways, so I love going to the Chart House. I love Ocean Prime in Beverly Hills.
That is a Mastro's one, too. I've been there. I like that place better.
I like Cuts in Beverly Hills.
That's what's his name's place? What's
Emerald?
His name? No. The guy who's got Spago.
Filet. Bob.
Wolfgang Puck.
Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah,
Cuts. Yeah.
Wolfgang. Actually, that just got named on the LA Times 101 best restaurants in LA.
Yeah, that's great. That one's great. So there's a lot. Like I love a good steakhouse because you know why? Because the sides are great.
I love a steakhouse. That's what makes or breaks a steakhouse for me.
It's the side. They gotta have cream corn.
Woo.
I love me some cream corn.
I'm a cream spinach guy.
Ugh, I don't like cream spinach. I like sauteed.
Well,
spinach.
I don't fucking like cream corn. It's fucking gross.
Cream spinach is way grosser. Okay, let's put a poll up on your Twitter. What's grosser?
Yeah,
spinach or corn?
Cream corn is way grosser.
No,
than
it is not.
Spinach.
I completely disagree with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Cream corn is like I feel like it's like a fucking cafeteria food.
Oh my!
All right.
God. Then you haven't been to it. You haven't had it at a steakhouse.
I think you're right. I don't think I ever have ordered it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
cream spinach at a cafeteria? Not good.
Pretty nasty too. What is your steak of choice when you go to steakhouse?
You know, I don't really. It just depends on the mood I'm in.
Okay.
You know, a good filet is always good.
Yeah.
You know, a good like a small 6 to 8 ounce filet. Mm-hmm. But if you're in like a big mood, you know,
a petite filet, if you will,
a petite filet, or you know, I like filet on the bone, one of those. Or you're gonna get like you're gonna get a ribeye.
Yeah.
You know, you get a nice fat ribeye, but then I don't get a lot of sides when I get a ribeye.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna go on record saying New York Strip can suck my dick.
Why is that?
I just think that it's weird. It's kind of a hybrid between a filet and a ribeye, but it doesn't quite give you any of the pleasure of either.
Of either one?
It's not as tender as
is that what your girl likes to order, and is why you're saying this right now?
Yeah. Wait, why'd you break up with her? Dude, New York strip steak is all she was ordering.
And cream corn.
And cream corn.
No.
Oh my God, she's going to end up with someone way hotter and way nicer after we break up.
The nicer is all she really wants.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, no. She's
obviously looks are not her thing.
She is a personality person through and through.
They all are. You think my girl likes looks?
Oh my God. You know what I just remembered? We can leave this in or take it out. Uh-huh. I matched with a girl on one of the apps who was super hot.
Uh-huh.
This is when I was single. And this was last week. Yeah. This is when I was single. And
this wasn't any time recent.
She was like, hey, just so you know, I don't know how you feel about this, but I was Eric Griffin's girlfriend, so I don't know if you want to go out or not.
This is hilarious.
And I was like,
we had broken up.
Yes, you'd broken up. Yeah. But I was like, you know what? I don't know that I do, because it seemed like she was friends with a lot of comics, and I was like, yeah, I don't like I don't to mix business and pleasure and shit like that.
That would have been awkward.
Yeah, so I didn't go out with her. See that? See the respect I have for you?
It wouldn't have mattered. So now we got back together.
Oh, it's the same person?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So this is going to be great.
That's hilarious.
I actually got to take a picture. I'm going to take a picture of you and send it to her. Like, I remember when you matched with this guy on whatever app.
That is so funny. Oh, sorry. I forget her name, but
Rachel,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to create any drama.
Oh, the drama has been created.
Oh, no. But I was being respectful. She was being respectful because she said
that.
Yeah,
she's very respectful.
Which is very nice. So, anyway, Rachel, once you guys break up, you can hang out with me and my girlfriend. And
I'm taking Maggie. Because she sounds like you guys.
We'll swap.
Sound like a match.
No, that's not true. Look, if that's the only thing that's not good in our relationship, we're doing okay. This is getting deep.
I know.
This is getting deep. What is this coffee that you have in the top of your fridge? Oh, and there's a flask. We didn't get to the flask. Flask at the ready.
That's like, I don't even drink. That's not even mine. I don't even know whose that is.
Do you not drink?
No, I don't drink. Coffee, uh-huh. I think you also have batteries in there. Fridge is batteries. So weird.
You have like a grandma's fucking freezer with just batteries in it.
I got that coffee at like a gifting suite.
There's like film in here. Yeah. Like
got the old
camera film, Kodak.
But I love a good coffee. I love a good like, you know, organic coffee or something, you know.
Yeah.
Those are always good.
Do you go to hipster coffee shops, anything like that?
I like going to different types of coffee shops. I'll go to Blue Bottle. That's about as hipster as I get.
I gotta say, you're more adventurous eater than I thought you were.
Oh yeah, man.
Because normally when people are like very overweight, they just have like their routine.
You notice how in the beginning of the conversation I wasn't fat. So now I'm very overweight. And I go to here we go. That's how it goes, guys. Full circle. We're here.
It's jokes. It's jokes. No, but what is next on your list? Your adventurous. Is there like a cuisine that you're looking for that you want to seek out?
No, I mean I don't know. I mean I like eating fancy. I'm a fancy bitch.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, in Culver City, you have a lot of options.
Yeah.
What are your fancy?
I mean, there's actually a really fancy. Newfangled Chinese. I'm not a big Chinese food guy because I think it's just so simple, you know. And it's
Chinese food is simple.
Yeah, I'm saying like some of the places you go, it seems like it's all
the same shit. Beef broccoli,
sort of fast foody type things too. So that kind of makes me sick.
Yeah,
but if you go to like a nice sit down,
yeah,
you know,
get yourself a Peking duck.
Yeah. Oof. So there's one of those in downtown Culver City has trouble. Keeping certain restaurants open, man.
Mm.
Like there's a area that like there's a different restaurant like every year. And say like you know, a new one just tried. And it what I mean? So I don't know. Like there was this Santa Maria barbecue place that went out of business.
I don't like the name. I get it.
I didn't understand it either.
What is it? Is it Mexican? Is it barbecue?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
No, I don't get it.
It's just like, so sorry, there's like Santa Maria. So many places. But now downtown Culver City is really, they're building a bunch of stuff right now. So it's like really jumping off. Like Main Street in downtown Culver City.
Yeah.
They have so many great restaurants there. Rocco's is over there. They had a Korean barbecue place, but they closed down.
It was a big one.
Yeah. That one closed down. There's a lot of great little places right there.
The best meal I've ever had in Los Angeles, best high-end meal, was in Culver City.
Where?
There's a place called Vespertine.
Ooh, I've never known about this place.
This is a four-hour, you're going to be there.
One of those.
Way too much money.
Oh, God.
If you need the specialist occasion, if you and Rachel are gonna say no to the apps forever.
I think we are. I don't know after this though.
but I think that you should absolutely. Are you texting her right now? Eric's on his phone.
I'm texting her right now. Guess who this is? She's like, who's that? She wrote me back. Who's that? You know, just a guy you matched with and you were trying to go out on a date with.
A Green Eggs and Dan exclusive of a breakup on air.
Yeah, on air breakup.
We've never done this before.
No, but what's the name of the place? Where's it at?
Vespertine. It's in that, like, you know, there's like that strip that's like, there's no restaurants. It's just like fucking office buildings, like that office building area of Culver City. It's in there. And it's a standalone building. And you go in and each course is on a different floor of the building. And it's fucking wild. You feel the best way to describe it is you feel like you're at first class of a rocket ship going into space.
Oh, well, I might try it.
It's wild. You got money.
I'm a big sushi guy.
You saved up some of your fucking Showtime money.
Some of it, he says. You know, so now I'm terrible with money. I'm fat. Go on, adute.
I matched with your girl.
Astute, adute.
Okay, so wait.
You don't even get me started. She went on a date with someone when we had broken up. I'm not even going to say who it is.
Comment?
But I was outraged.
Oh my God, a comic?
I'm not even gonna say. I'm not gonna put her business on the streets.
What effect would it have had
but
on
I would
you
have mad.
If she had gone on a date with me? Would you have thought, wow, she's got amazing taste? Would you have thought?
First of all, she's so much taller than you, it wouldn't have worked.
I'm okay with that.
It would have looked ridiculous. It would have looked like Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. It would have just would look dumb. I would have loved. Right. I would have laughed because I would have loved to have seen that.
People would be like, he must be a rich cult leader. He must have a Bikram yoga offshoot or something.
But it is what it is. It's that kind of thing when you break up and, you know, you have to break up and you're still in each other's lives. It's like hard to like know about these kinds of things.
It's awful.
It's like, ugh. I said to her very clearly, like, please don't date anybody I know.
Yeah.
You know, because she's like into comedy and stuff like that. It's like, I don't. And she was going to open mics.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to do comedy. It's some nightmare. Okay. The whole thing is a nightmare.
She's
all right?
Very, very attractive, so she can get away with that behavior.
Please don't tell her that. Because she's always like, I'm still going to do comedy. Like, okay. And I'm going to be a fashion model. Okay. So that's fun stuff.
When you're on the road, what is your food situation?
Oh,
like? Well, we all eat like garbage on the road.
Well, I like to find I like to find a good steakhouse.
Okay.
I like to find whatever the best.
I'm seeing a pattern
when
here. You're
when
a big
I go
guy.
When I go on a road to, I want to go to the mom and pop place that's been there for 175 years.
Yes.
Like, don't take me to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Denny's,
or
whatever
Chili's.
It is. Yeah, I don't want to go to Chili's and they're like, what are Applebee's down? It's like, really, bitch? I can go to Applebee's anywhere. Tell me where's like the restaurant that like is grimy and has been there so long,
where's,
you know.
Where's Nana Pierce?
Yeah. You gotta ask for, you know, hey baby. So I like that. And I'm also a big sushi guy.
Yeah. Love that. What sushi place do you go to in LA?
There's a few. Nobu's a good one.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I go to Nobu.
That's Showtime money. Nobu's great.
Yeah, Nobu. I like. You know what I?
You go to the one in Malibu?
Yes, one time I did.
Beautiful.
But I had a fight with my girl. We're at Nobu fighting. It was terrible.
That's the worst thing in the world when you get into a fight and you're fucking at an expensive restaurant.
Oh, God, you don't gotta tell me.
It's like, because
in my mind, I'm still trying to enjoy it too. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, and you always, Yellowtail was just, you know.
Shishito peppers.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, so you're like, you're fixing it up while you're arguing with the chopsticks in your hand. So that was a nightmare.
And then
but
you
I like
a fucking $300 bill to add insult to injury.
I like Koi.
Yeah.
Koi across the street. from Nobu in Los Angeles.
So it seems like you like the fusion-y fun sushi places.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I want a hot dish. Like, I love Katsui in Brentwood. Mm-hmm. Katana next to the Comedy Store.
Okay.
I like those types sometimes.
Yeah.
And then also, I just like a regular traditional, you know, it's just give me some fish.
Do you ever go to Katana after doing a set at the Comedy Store?
No, I've never done that. I don't like Katana.
Okay.
The one next to, because it's so Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's too fancy, and there's always like some.
Gross.
There's always some beat in the background. And you're trying to eat, and you can't talk. Right. You know? I hate that place.
It's very like Russian oligarchy.
Yeah.
It's like fucking Russians with shitty clothes on.
Yeah, I feel like you're meeting a hitman there for the, you know.
Yeah. We'll be back with more of the episode right after this. Steakhouses are great, but dumb expensive. You can make just as delicious a steak at home using my favorite technique, the reverse sear method. Heat the oven to 200 degrees. Season a thick piece of dry-aged steak with way more salt and pepper than you think you need. Cook to an internal temperature of 113 degrees, then throw it on a scalding hot skillet to get both sides charred, and voila! You just saved hundreds of dollars, and you don't have to deal with those non-woke steakhouse waiters. Hey, you too. What'll it be for the lady, huh? How about some vodka? Neat. She's already got huge rocks. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, back to Eric.
So we're going to do some questions that I sent you.
Which you haven't
looked at.
Yeah, those questions. Yeah.
These are the Green Eggs and Dance questions.
This guy's giving people homework on a podcast. You know, like this is NBC or something.
Yeah, we take this shit
seriously.
Not even
video.
Listen, our five people who are listening to this. No, we're the number one food podcast in the country now.
Oh, wow.
Did you know that?
No.
You're on the fucking number one food podcast.
But I mean, how many food podcasts are there?
It's the number one food podcast by an Iranian Jewish host in the country.
That's a big market. That's just you and another guy, right?
What is your earliest food memory?
My earliest food memory? Oh, man. I think going to this restaurant called Carnation with my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, it used to be on Wilshire.
You grew up in L.A.?
Yeah, I grew up in L.A.
Okay, got it.
It was called Carnation. It was next to the Carnation ice cream, and they had a cafe attached it was called Carnations. I always remember that place.
Yeah?
Because they always had great shakes and
desserts
and stuff like that. So I remember going there with my mom.
Okay. What is your death row meal? You just committed a murder. You're in jail. You're about to die. You get one meal.
I get one meal? Obviously, it'd be a steak with cream corn.
Yeah. cream corn.
It'd be a fat steak with cream corn.
From where? From Ocean Prime or Masters?
It'd be, you know what? From Ocean Prime, and then I would want a sushi appetizer.
Okay.
That's why I like going to Ocean Prime.
Right.
Because it's like, you're going to get your steak, but we're going to open up with a little, you know, yellowtail sashimi.
I got to say, sushi steak is the best surf and turf.
Yes.
Around. Steak lobster, I don't quite
I'm
get it.
I'm not a lobster guy.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just don't like lobster. It has a weird texture to me. Yeah. I just don't like.
It's fine. If lobster was a quarter the price, I'd be like, this is great. But I don't understand why you're paying that much money for that flavor. Okay, what is the best high-end meal that you've ever had?
The best high-end meal I've ever had. I've had so many of them that it's hard to really...
Fucking bougie.
Yeah, I'm kind of bougie.
I've
had so many because I love to eat well.
Yes.
You know, I'm a creature of comfort.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to go to the place that's going to be more expensive. I don't care. I like the service. I like all that thing.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
The whole pomp and circumstance.
But I think I want to say, man.
And I'm going to amend this. And it can't be a steakhouse or a sushi place. I want like a different.
I was probably in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I was in Saudi Arabia and it was like this, like, you know, 7-course meal that like I couldn't even eat some of the stuff because it was like, you know, illegal meats. You know what I mean? You know, it was like bald eagle. You know,
he's a snow leopard.
Tartar. Yeah. I felt like that scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, in Temple of Doom, you know, chilled monkey brains. It felt like that, but it was just so elegant.
Cool. Was it like an Arab restaurant or was like
it was like a catered thing at a hotel.
No way.
This really fancy hotel with like a cigar bar in a penthouse, you know? So it was just like, it was just fantastic. But there was like deer and.
How cool.
Yeah, I was just like, whoa, this is so, you know what I mean?
That's very fun. What was the service like at that? Was it like, did you feel like a king?
Oh, yeah. Thing? I was ready to like topple a government, you know what I mean? I felt like I was going to go to a village and like, you know, give me a virgin, you know. It's crazy.
What is the best low-end meal that you've ever had?
The best low-end meal?
Yeah.
It's probably Tommy's.
What's Tommy's?
Tommy's the chili cheese, this guy. You know what I mean? Like, we're both looking at him like, I want to punch him in his fucking face.
Is it local and sustainable?
Oh, God, that's Maggie talking.
I love you, Maggie.
No, it's a chili cheeseburger place.
Oh, yeah. I've never been
there for so long, too.
Is it great?
And I remember, you know what? It's funny. I'm glad we're talking about this. I had a big brother from Big Brothers of America.
Okay.
You know, so I was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And he took me to this place, and he was like, he made a big deal out of it. He was like, all right, make sure you know your order. When you go up, you got to order, and you got to move on, because they are, you know. And it was like, I was so excited. I was like, chili cheeseburger, wait, blah, 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 you know. But that place is great when you want to just, you know, that's a good low end. And Pink's is another one.
Pink's hot dogs. You don't think Pink's is overrated?
Yeah, I do.
I haven't been in a long time.
I do think it's overrated, but I used to go once a year to clean out my system because I would get like.
Pink's, by the way, not everyone's from LA. It's the number one podcast in the country, is a hot dog place where there's always a huge line.
Yeah, there's always a huge line. But it's like it's more than just the hot dogs. Like I would go there and get a chili cheeseburger with bacon and a fried egg.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's my shit right there.
Just crumble a Lipitor on top of it. That is awesome. So you don't drink. So I guess we won't ask you what your favorite drunk food is.
Yeah, I don't drink.
So we don't ask you what your favorite hangover food is. But let's say, not hangover, but let's say you're having a lazy Sunday. Is there something you're going to order in that's like your comfort food? Like what's your big...
Comfort food? Oh, man. I don't really necessarily have a bad comfort food. Like for me, I always consider sushi as my comfort food.
Really?
Because there was a sushi place down the street from where I live, this guy introduced me to sushi.
Yeah.
He like, you know, tricked me into eating sushi, and then so that became my spot. It was like my Cheers.
It was like
I would come in there, I would sit at the bar,
and they'd all yell like, "Hi-ya!"
Yeah, we would just.
I love getting yelled at when I walk into a sushi place.
It's a lot. So we would just yip yap, and so that became like a comfort place for me. So I would get like, you know. So sushi, I always think of it like that.
Interesting. I think for comfort food, for me, it needs to be warm and maybe a little crust or crisp, like a pizza. Right. But so I wouldn't normally think sushi, but I get that the vibe.
Yeah, it's a specific thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I love a good pizza.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love a good pizza. And it's like pizza's overrated.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like people from New York.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself, okay? Your pizza's fine.
I'm from New York. Okay? I actually do think... I'm from New York, and I actually think LA's pizza is better than New York's right now.
Yeah, but I just don't think it doesn't...
You just don't think it needs a ranking.
It doesn't need a ranking. It really doesn't matter. No one cares. Chicago pizza, New York pizza, they're all the freaking same. It's pizza, man.
Wow.
If I did a blind taste test, you wouldn't be like, this one smells like, you know...
Well, would you say the same thing about, like, tacos?
It depends.
What is there? I mean, is there another food?
Because I love tacos. Like, okay, there's a good comfort food.
Yeah,
like a good burrito from a
truck.
There's a truck that I drive off La Cienega when I head home from the Comedy Store, and there's a truck at a car wash, and it's there every day.
Oh yeah, I know the one I'm talking about. Yeah.
I stop there sometimes, and they got great burritos.
Something with
and stuff
a P.
There.
I know that place. It's like they have the huge Alpes store.
Shawarma
thing outside.
So I love that stuff's good for a good some street tacos. Just three street tacos is a great like, oh, that was great.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Grease is on your fingers, that kind of shit.
Absolutely. How's everything going with your girlfriend? Is she texting you back?
Yeah.
Are we getting into a fight?
We're about to break up.
Are we?
No, I'm kidding. We're not.
What's your favorite breakup food? You're broken up. You have one.
Oh man, I'm gonna go to a steakhouse.
Yeah, that's a good breakup.
Yeah. With another chick.
Yeah. with Maggie. What is your...
Don't worry, baby. I'm already going to tell him no gluten, no dairy.
Oh, man. Maggie, I love you. I'm getting scared
she
now.
She doesn't listen.
She's totally going to text. Yeah, she's got better things to do. No. What is your... Okay, desert island food. So you're on a desert island. You have one thing you're going to have to eat for the rest of your life.
Oh, no.
You're not going to get tired of it.
Oh, my God. Well... Why do they have that?
Why do they have that? Yeah. On the desert island?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you don't take it so literally. You're not literally trapped on a desert.
No, but I'm saying... But
some people take this question literally. They're like, I want bananas and coconut water to survive.
No, I'm saying I would want Mexican food.
Okay.
Because then I can, like, even though it's the same, I can get it in different shapes.
Right, okay.
So I'd want a Taco Bell there. So I'd be like, okay, today I want a burrito. So you want meat in a tortilla.
Right, it's meat, tortilla, cheese.
Yeah, and then the next day I'd be like, give me a taco. Oh, so a meat, but the tortilla is shaped like this.
Right.
You know, maybe let's
fry the tortilla.
Fry the tortilla, yeah.
And give me guacamole.
Yeah. So I would want like some variety
of
Mexican food.
That's a very good cheat. I like that. That's a very good way around the question.
That's what I'm saying. You said like, so I'm, you no, say you're on the desert, right? It'd be like, okay, do I just get a steak?
Right.
You know, but then you can like, you know, it's like, so on this desert island, they have a lot of things because they have the meat for the tacos. They got a tortilla lady there.
I like who's there
for the rest of her life, you know?
You're like pitching me the desert island like it's fucking Shark Tank. You're like, no, Dan, hear me out.
Hear me out.
It's going to be great. What food can't you stand eating? You can't stand it.
Ethiopian.
I'm with you.
It's like people that like Ethiopian food, go fuck yourself, okay? These are the most pretentious pieces of shit.
It's always white people who have never starved in their lives.
It's like, you know why these people eat this food? It's because there's nothing to eat in that place. This is so nasty. That stupid brown, that black bread. Where you have to eat with your hands.
Oh my
and you have
God.
To put things on like, I'm out.
It smells like ammonia, the bread.
I can't.
It's like a fucking shitty sponge that was left in the back of your sink, and now I have to scoop up shitty food with it?
Yeah, it's the worst.
Ugh.
Sorry, Ethiopia.
But
Hashtag sorry about that, Ethiopia.
Great people. We love the Ethiopian people.
If you want to be in a marathon, I'm with you. Bring them. And that's not even them. It's the Kenyans, but I'm sure they're good too.
It's that general region.
I just don't like it. It's disgusting to me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I don't like clams. Huh. That's another thing that I'm not a fan of. You clams. Because they're too loogie-ish.
Yeah, raw clams are fucking gross.
Yeah, I can't
do
raw clams.
The only time I can do a clam is a small clam, if it's like in a pasta or on a pizza.
Oh, you know, I haven't tried that.
Cooked. But a big fucking raw clam, it's too much. Wow. See, we have so much in common, Eric.
Oh, God.
More in common than we do.
That's why we matched with Rachel.
Oh, man. Our last question. This is my favorite question. I have a feeling it's going to be very fun to riff on with you.
Uh-huh.
What is your restaurant pet peeve?
Don't get me started.
Yes.
You should. Why would you do this?
Yes.
I don't even think we have enough time to get into
my pet
peeve.
I like to rile people up right before we leave.
My biggest pet peeve.
Yeah.
Write down my fucking order.
Yes.
Okay? Write the shit down.
Yeah.
This little magic trick you're doing right now, this little memory game.
Hate it.
You're not impressing me.
No.
You don't impress me.
You're giving me anxiety.
You're giving me anxiety. Now I'm like, this bitch ain't gonna remember the order. How's she gonna remember? Because I'm finicky. Imagine you and Maggie.
Right.
You have to be like, okay, no soy, gluten-free, and then you're gonna get, how you gonna remember all that?
Right.
Write it down.
And it's always someone who doesn't look like they have a great memory. Who's like, I got this. It's like, no.
No, you don't. Because here's my problem with it. Because now I'm just waiting for the fuck up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because now I'm just anticipating there's gonna be tomatoes on my thing. There's going to be tomatoes.
Right.
I know there's going to be tomatoes because she didn't look like, or he, you know, I don't care who it is, girl, boy, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't get this right.
No.
And what I don't appreciate about it is even when they get it right, now I'm still stressed out. Oh, wow, you got it right.
Yeah. And then it's like, it's not like you feel like, oh, a bonus. It's like, oh, fuck, man. I just went through all that anxiety.
Yeah. I've been stressed out for this 20 minutes waiting for this food thinking you're going to get this shit wrong. Write the shit down, man. Yeah.
Fuck you, Kyle. No one gives a shit.
Yeah,
that you have a fun little brain technique that you.
No, because this is like because he's trying to. I'm working on my memorization for my acting classes.
Yeah.
Hey, bitch, you're a waiter. Okay, Kyle, a waiter.
When you check in here.
Yeah.
When you check in at the Carl's Jr.
Yeah. When you at the Sizzler. You're not a thespian at the Sizzler. Okay, your ass is a waiter. So that's one I can't stand. The other one I can't stand is, don't ask me if I have a reservation if there's nobody in this motherfucker.
Yes. Okay. That's so good. No one's ever said that.
Yeah.
And I've never thought it, but I hate it.
Yeah, don't ask me if there's a reservation. Bitch, there's four tables available. Okay? Who's coming in right now? Sit me down at this fucking table over here. All right? I hate that so much.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's what a...
Do you say, like, what if I didn't? What if I did? Yeah. What difference is
it? I always go that. You got a lunch rush coming in? Like, there's like eight tables open. But
it's 3 p.m.
Yeah. What are you waiting for? I can't stand that.
Oh,
the other one, my other restaurant, I have so many. My other restaurant pet peeve is like, I don't want to be on the. I hate training day.
Oh, yes.
Okay, when two waiters come over, you know, hi, this is Susie, and it's her first day. I'm like, oh, fuck, okay. Is she memorizing shit, too? I hate training day. Oh. I hate training day.
Yeah.
I don't want to be your guinea pig. It's like, this isn't Grey's Anatomy where, like, you know, you know, it's like a doctor's like, what do we do now? Right. Well, I think we should first cut the, that's what they're doing with these people.
I don't
want
the med student.
I
don't want the resident. I want the attending physician to take my fucking order.
Where's the head of the hospital? That's who I want taking this order, you know? So I can't stand that.
Oh, those are very, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Eric, thank you so much. This has been very fun.
Yeah.
I hope that you and Rachel sort things out.
This is gonna be fun for me to tease her about.
If you don't, I will take you. I will pay for your steakhouse dinner if it doesn't work out.
We'll go together.
All right,
we should go on a double. That'll be fun.
No gluten, no dairy, no soy.
So just whatever's nasty in the kitchen, can you bring that out on a plate?
Oh.
Everything that makes food delicious, our girls don't like it.
We should just have two separate reservations at the steakhouse. Me and you sit at one table, they sit at the other.
And then we're just looking at them like, this is how you eat.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, man.
This episode of Green Eggs and Dan was produced by Andrew Steven. Executive produced by Jeff Umbro and The Podglomerate. You can find more of their podcasts at thepodglomerate.com. The theme music is Beautiful Food by Idan, and interstitial music is by Breakmaster Cylinder. Special thanks to Ernie Hurtado. To see pictures of Eric Griffin's fridge, information about the restaurants mentioned in the episode, and more, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at StandupDan. If you like this show, please tell a friend, share an episode, and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Podglomerate, a sonic universe.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.